The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.
From the WLRN newsroom, I'm Tim Padgett. Ricardo Rosselló became governor of Puerto Rico in January at the age of just 37. He inherited a disaster. The U.S. territory is mired in a $123 billion debt and pension crisis. That's wrecked the economy and paralyzed public services on the island of 3.4 million people who are U.S. citizens. It's also forced a tenth of that population to migrate to the U.S. mainland, and many of them have come here, to Florida. Governor Rosselló believes the long-term solution is to change Puerto Rico from a U.S. commonwealth to the 51st U.S. state. He's called a non-binding referendum on statehood for June 11th. Rosselló spoke with me by phone from La Fortaleza, his official residence in San Juan, about the upcoming vote and Puerto Rico's bankruptcy emergency. Governor, thank you for talking with us.
Thank you so much.
You've often said Puerto Rico is an island of U.S. citizens who don't have U.S. citizens' rights, like voting in U.S. elections or having representatives who can vote in Congress. What are the most important ways you think statehood would improve Puerto Rico and help the island avoid future economic disasters like the one it's experiencing right now?
Well, if you see the tendency in the world in the past 50 years, it's been eradicating colonial territories. And one of the reasons why I'm so proud to be an American citizen is America represents democracy. And it's hard to fulfill that vision when you have still a colonial territory. The limitation of being a colonial territory really inhibits us from being as flexible as we want to be in terms of economic growth. Right now, Puerto Rico is a territory, but it's treated as foreign in some respects. For example, there is what is called the Electronic Exchange Information Form, and it's costly to our small businesses here in Puerto Rico, and it put an obstacle to our interstate commerce within the United States.
You wanted the referendum to be a choice between statehood and independence. The Trump administration convinced Puerto Rico's legislature to include the option of remaining a U.S. commonwealth. Does that indicate to you that President Trump would rather see Puerto Rico stay as is?
Well, you know, I really can't speak to what the president's preference is. I can only say that you could have been president of the United States. And if you move to Puerto Rico, you lose the rights to vote in the United States.
Duly noted. A previous referendum 5 years ago showed 61% of Puerto Ricans in favor of statehood, but those results were never completely confirmed. Are you confident a similar percentage of Puerto Ricans support statehood now?
Yes, I think it's grown, as a matter of fact. Based on what we've experienced in the past 4 years, the complete collapse of a system, the fiscal meltdown, the lack of economic opportunities. So my projection would be that people favoring statehood, that number has increased.
Should they choose statehood, there's no guarantee the U.S. Congress will pass the necessary legislation to make that happen. Puerto Ricans living here on the U.S. mainland can vote in U.S. elections. So how important a role will they play in gaining statehood for Puerto Rico?
It's critical. Puerto Ricans are 5.2 million strong in the United States. It's the second largest Hispanic group, and many established in battleground states, such as Florida. I've been flying over to the states to talk about the importance of phone calls to their representatives. So I really do think it's a deal maker.
And 70% of Puerto Ricans living in Florida were actually island born, as opposed
That's
to
right.
only 30% of Puerto Ricans living in New York, for example, who are island born today.
Yes, the most recent diaspora does tend to go to Florida. They know what it is to be living in Puerto Rico. They know the limitations. They know what made them leave Puerto Rico.
How would Puerto Rico's statehood benefit the United States?
I foresee Puerto Rico being the first Hispanic state in a moment where the United States is the third largest Spanish-speaking country in the world. But aside from that, Puerto Rico is positioned culturally, geographically, so that it can become the bridge to the Americas, a diplomatic center and a business center of the Americas as well.
Thank you, Governor.
Thank you so much.
Ricardo Rosselló is governor of Puerto Rico. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami. You can read more of our Latin America coverage at WLRN.org.
The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.